you get endless phone calls from debt collection agencies even after you've paid the bill? Well, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau wants to change that. The Bureau announced new regulations today that would prevent collection agencies from contacting someone more than 6 times a week. They would also have to make sure the debt they're going after is actually owed. Business journalist Ali Velshi joins us from New York with more. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Meghna, you know, this has come up, this Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has come up at both conventions because the Republicans hate it, and at the Democratic convention, Elizabeth Warren is the one who started it. And like mortgages, many consumer and credit debts are sold and resold, and the buyer of that loan hires third-party collection agencies, and as you mentioned in your introduction, sometimes they go after entirely the wrong people. In fact, it's kind of remarkable what percentage of people get chased down for debts they don't actually have. So this is an effort to clean up a patchwork of state regulations under some federal regulation. First of all, make people prove that whoever they're trying to collect a debt from actually has that debt, allow those people to appeal it if they don't believe they do, and then if the debt is legitimate, impose a few controls as to how that debt is collected.
Right. And so this is something that could potentially affect a lot of people. I mean, the Bureau estimates that 1 in 3 consumers, 70 million people. 70 million people have been contacted.
Yeah, I mean, the New York Times did a great story on this, and they had a story about an administrative worker in California got a call that she owes $10,000, and they started garnishing her wages, and she just couldn't get them off of her case. They were able to finally figure out a way they threatened a lawsuit, and as a result, the debt collection agency, they don't like lawsuits. They don't make money off of those. They backed off. One of the problems when you are in a debt collection situation is you have often signed off on arbitration, which means you can't sue and you can't join a class action lawsuit. So that's one of the things that they're saying. If you let people sue, the threat of lawsuits will get the debt collectors to get a little more organized about who they're trying to collect from.
Right. There are a lot of efforts to take on those arbitration clauses here. But
yeah,
of course, debt collection is a business. They are hired by creditors.
Yep.
What has the industry said about these new regulations?
Well, strangely, it's always one of those things where the industry spokespeople say they welcome the discussion because they'd like to actually get clarity about how things work. As I said, this is mostly done by states, and they are, as an industry, they're sort of saying, well, if we have federal regulation, then it makes it easy for a Texas debt collector to go after somebody in California. But generally, they say they've already taken steps to clean up their act. The trade associations say they adopted new certification rules for debt collectors this year, and that they're going in that direction anyway. Part of the issue is the debt collectors can be very, very aggressive. And some of these rules are to say things like you can't contact the potential debtor more than 6 times in 1 week, because sometimes they just call you. They call you at work, they call you at home, they email you, and people find that it becomes a very stressful enterprise.
So what can people do right now? I mean, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says it gets more complaints about this than anything else.
Well, what they should do is they should ask a consumer who gets any kinds of threatening or collection phone calls should ask for a written notice detailing the debt, log all of your contacts with the debt collector who called, and then call the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau if you feel like this is not correct.
Business journalist Ali Velshi. Ali, it's always great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.